A big blow between the proposed AT&T T-Mobile merger.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. Justice Department has filed suit to block the $39 billion deal between telecom giants AT&T and T-Mobile because of antitrust concerns. AT&T is challenging the lawsuit. The proposed deal would join the nation's second and fourth biggest wireless providers. Cecilia Kong is technology reporter for The Washington Post. She's with us now from D.C. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning.
Why specifically has the Justice Department come down against this merger?
Well, they say any way you look at it, this is a quote from one of the officials, it looks anti-competitive. And this is a really, in some ways, a clean analysis that the Justice Department had to make in that these are two identical businesses. And it really showed that they would reduce the number of national carriers from four to three. So, I mean, it's pretty simple, sort of the antitrust evaluation of this. And they said that because the number of carriers would be reduced, that could lead to harms for consumers. It could lead to higher prices. It could lead to less innovation.
What is this? What is AT&T saying? Because as we reported this morning, right, they're challenging this.
That's right. So this is not the end. The Justice Department made this decision, which was a surprise, and it was a big decision because it's approved every other major merger under this administration. But AT&T will challenge this in the court. So the way this works is the Justice Department filed a lawsuit in a federal court to block the deal. So AT&T in that court will challenge the Justice Department's decision. It's very much in AT&T's nature, its culture to do this. It's not unfamiliar with lawsuits and with merger procedures. It is what the sort of original company that was broken up by the Justice Department many years ago.
Ma Bell, right? Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And it has a lot at stake. It has a $3 billion breakup fee penalty it would have to pay to T-Mobile. And it would have to also give T-Mobile a bunch of airwaves, spectrum, very valuable asset if the deal is not completed and approved by September 2012. So AT&T right now is looking at the clock and thinking, we've got all this stuff on the table that we could lose, a big penalty, a lot of spectrum. Why not fight it in court? And that's exactly what they plan to do.
All right, Cecilia Kong from The Washington Post. Cecilia, thanks.
You bet.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, average of 0.5%. The Dow up 51 points at 11,611. Consultants Challenger Gray and Christmas said today employers are cutting back on layoffs for the first time this summer. But payroll firm ADP said private sector job growth slowed in August, both reports indicating a sluggish job market. American factory orders were up big time in July, thanks in part to a big jump in automobile demand and commercial aircraft. Texas A&M says it is going to leave the Big 12 Athletic Conference within the next year if it is accepted by another conference. The Aggies, which are looking for a higher profile and more TV dollars, have been in talks with the Southeastern Conference, which just happened to field the last five college football national champions.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. Healthcare coverage is supported in part by the California Endowment, a health foundation dedicated to expanding access to healthcare for all Californians.
A new study shows dozens of major U.S. companies pay more in salaries to their CEOs than they pay in total corporate taxes. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
The Institute for Policy Studies is a liberal-leaning think tank that looked at the 100 most profitable companies in the U.S. It found 25 of them pay CEO salaries that total more than their tax bill. Study author Scott Klinger says the government invests in corporations through things like educating the workforce, maintaining highways.
And we think companies need to pay their fair share. They certainly have the money to pay their CEOs quite a bit.
The report targets big names like Boeing, Verizon, and Dow Chemical, and how much their CEOs make versus what they pay in taxes. Klinger says one big problem is that when companies make money overseas, they keep it there to avoid taxes. Right now, corporations are pushing for a repatriation holiday. Chris Molyneux represents biotech and pharmaceutical firms for Pennsylvania Bio. He says that's a grace period when companies can transfer money back into the U.S. without tax penalty.
What that allows us to do is to continue to put money into the research and development.
Drug companies might invest more overseas sales money into U.S. labs, for example. The last time the U.S. had such a holiday, though, companies mostly used the money to pay stockholders, not make jobs. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
Today marks the end of a 200-year-old congressional institution, the House Page Program, where dozens of high school students have worked and studied at the U.S. House of Representatives. Well, the program is the victim of budget cuts and technology. Although Marketplace's Washington Bureau Chief John Dimsdale reports there's an effort to save the pages with private funding.
In the age of Twitter and instant messaging, there's no longer need for high school pages to shuttle bills and documents around the Capitol. House leaders say it's time to save the $5 million annual cost. But lots of former pages, like legal scholar Jonathan Turley, say the program is worth the price.
It was a transformative experience. That's the only way to put it.
Turley says the money is not an obstacle, and House leaders know it.
Former pages include some of the most successful people in the country. We were prepared to take over the program, not just administering it. We said that we might be able to fund most, if not all, of the program.
A bipartisan group of representatives is also trying to save the program by cutting costs. Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum thinks the number of pages could be reduced.
Programs change, and they should change, but we didn't get an opportunity to have a discussion about change. It was abruptly ended.
So far, the much smaller Senate page program will continue. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, volunteer firefighters in Pleasantville, Pennsylvania are in the midst of a mail-in fundraising campaign. But don't send in your donation with the enclosed pre-addressed envelope. Those envelopes have Pleasantville, New York printed on them, a city that's 375 miles away. Well, the fire chief, the one in Pennsylvania, says just bring your donation by the fire station, please. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
What's better than the Good Housekeeping seal of approval? How about the Pentagon's?
People who are skeptical, you know, yeah, that's kind of a niche technology. It's not a niche technology anymore. Look at the Marines start to use it. In the minds of an investor, that's an incredibly trustworthy endorsement.
I'm Tess Vigeland. The U.S. military is going green, but will this spur a green economy? Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.